Good evening. Our focus tonight is on Minneapolis, the large protest near the site of the killing of a woman, an American citizen. She was shot and killed there by an ICE officer amid a ramped up federal immigration crackdown in the city with the deployment of 2,000 federal agents. Now, what you're looking at is a large protest that we have been watching over the last several hours. Now, the shooting is already being fiercely debated. The Trump administration calls it self-defense against what they call an act of domestic terrorism. Minneapolis's Democratic mayor, who I'll speak to in a moment, calls that, quote, bullshit. Now, I'm going to show you the first video, and we're going to show it to you multiple times because it is chaotic and confusing, and you're going to see the shots being fired. You won't see the woman killed. She's not visible inside the SUV. She's driving, but a warning, it is just tough to watch. Let's start that. You can see one officer walk over to the car. The car's reverse lights go on, and the officer pulls on the door handle with his right hand while eventually reaching inside the open window with his left hand. He's the one who said to the lady in the car, get the F out of the car or the vehicle. The other officer is now in front of her car, and her reverse lights go out. When the car begins to move forward, the officer unholsters his weapon. He fires once, it appears, toward the windshield, a second time what appears to be her open window, and a third shot immediately afterwards. The car then goes careening down the street, and as you see, the officer reholsters his weapon. Now, there's still a lot we do not know about what happened today. Here's what we do know. We know the woman killed has been identified as 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good. That's according to Minnesota Senator Tina Smith. The city of Minneapolis says the incident happened around 9:30 a.m. local time.